Apparently, 'tis the season of reporting. We have the report from the TSA and the things that they have confiscated, taken off of people who were going through security at the airport to get on an airplane. The number one item that was the oddest, of course, was the chainsaw that somehow someone believed was okay to bring on board the plane. And the list went from there. Well, we have another list here, and a little different list, but still interesting, fascinating, really. And we welcome Christopher Perry, Director of Field Operations, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, for our Detroit area. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show, Director Perry.
Hey, Paul, good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's good to be back with you again.
Always nice to talk with you and to thank you and the hardworking men and women that you represent that protect us. And you have reported that, of all things, July was a chart-topping month for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Detroit Field Office, a rather incredible month in a rather incredible year. Tell us a bit about your numbers.
Yeah, despite a pandemic, it's been an unprecedented year for us, our fiscal year 2021. We saw virtually all categories of contraband coming into the country increase, and more specifically, marijuana, 2,800% increase since the beginning of the pandemic, 58% this, between 20 and 21. Cocaine was up, meth was up, ammunition, 40,000 rounds of ammunition. Just an incredible year on top of our volume is rising back to, pre-pandemic levels. We had over, 2.3 million trucks, so our volume is up about 9%. So with rising volume, and we're seeing quite a bit of smuggling activity attempted.
It is always fascinating at how good your team is, Director Perry, there at U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the things that they find and the way they find them. You imagine, folks, any of us who've gone through the border, for example, just going to and from Canada, our neighbors right next door, you would think that they're almost mesmerized by the questions they have to ask, the answers they get, and they say, have a nice day, and you drive away. And yet, the things that they have come up with, and frankly, obviously drugs get talked about. The 8,131 pounds of drugs in July alone, more than five times what they seized in all of fiscal year 2019. It's astonishing, and those things are incredible. But you also found counterfeit consumer goods for babies, football fans, music lovers. The one that is most disturbing is that people would counterfeit things for babies that could cost them their health or their lives, and they don't care at all about that. In fact, with that thought in mind, you didn't find just drugs, as I say. You found this odd mix of illegal and counterfeit goods that you snatched over the past year. Can you tell us about some of them?
Yeah, sure. CBP certainly has our primary mission is to protect the country from, terrorism and the importation of illegal drugs. But also our mission is really broad. And like you said, Paul, we're looking for a variety of things. So, for example, you mentioned, counterfeit products. Part of our mission is to protect the public safety and health of, the American people, to prevent, counterfeit products or substandard products do harm to them from coming into the country. So we see everything from, counterfeit, pharmaceuticals to include COVID tests and COVID medications, baby medications, things that ingest, the counterfeit Super Bowl or, professional sports championship.
Wait a minute. I saw that and I was like, wait a minute. Somebody was trying to sneak into our country counterfeit Super Bowl rings. And so there's a market for some Joe Schmo to buy a Super Bowl ring and wear it and tell the story that he won that in a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I guess, you know, there's a market, unfortunately, you know, for everything. So we see, you know, hundreds and hundreds of, you know, counterfeit championship rings. You know, let me just say that, you know, if it's too good to be true, it probably is with the cost. But, you know, all of these things go to fund, you know, illegality, you know, smuggling organizations, criminal organizations. So that's why it's so important, not only to keep everybody safe from these, you know, these counterfeit or substandard products, but also know where your money's going. It's going to support, you know, criminal enterprise.
Yeah, it's not just it's hurting people. And these people are doing things that are most concerning, like the teething necklaces that you found, counterfeit teething necklaces for babies, posing an obvious choking hazard. How about the bugs, thousands of bugs that if they made it across the border could devastate our crops?
Yeah, that's another really important part of what we do. You know, our agriculture specialists, they're highly trained, professionals, and they're out there every day just looking for pests that are coming into the country. You know, it could be in cars and cargo and our food supply. And that's the important thing, you know, is what we're trying to do is, you know, protect America's food supply, number one, but also, you know, protect, our just agricultural ecosystem in general. You know, pests like emerald ash borers coming and destroy trees and contribute to deforestation. It's all of those things collectively. So it's not only drugs and terrorism, it's pests, it's counterfeit merchandise. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is CBP, you know, we have an incredibly broad mission to enforce, you know, over 400 statutes of law for 40 government agencies.
Wow. Yeah. And you do, as I say, Christopher Perry, Director of Field Operations, U.S. Customs and Border Protection. We use a day like today to look back on the incredible job you've done that's been hampered and hindered by COVID. And the take that you've made here is rather incredible. And it's amazing, too, that with marijuana being legalized, you still have people trying to smuggle marijuana in, probably selling it cheaper, less expensive than through the dispensaries. But my friends, you don't know what you're getting when you buy that marijuana. It's not safe. You save a couple of bucks and you might kill yourself or your family or friends or whoever's smoking the marijuana, whether it's for medicinal or recreational purposes. Hey, keep up the good work, would you, Director Perry? You've done a tremendous job, and we really appreciate you and all the men and women you represent at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection for our Detroit area. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Paul.
Nice talking with you. We'll look forward to our next conversation with Christopher Perry, Director of Field Operations, U.S. Customs and Border Protection on WJR.